A Factual Data Creation Facility production. Welcome to a special episode of the OFNT podcast. You know, I've always wanted to say that. It's called Spooky Recommendations. Well, it's almost Halloween, so I thought I'd recommend some scary podcasts that will definitely get you in the mood. I'm not going to be doing a full-blown episode today. No, instead I'll just be running down my picks for some spooky listening in honor of All Hallows' Eve. For some, it'll be too late. Yeah, I realize I should have put this out earlier, but I've been busy moving my residence as of late. Okay, let's just get started here. Well, before I get started, I just wanted to give you an update. I drove down to Tennessee Sunday, leaving New York at 4:30 in the morning, and arriving at the new place at a little past 3 in the afternoon. And this was after getting but 2 hours of sleep the previous evening. To say I was exhausted would be an understatement. On the bright side, I was able to catch up on all the episodes of every podcast I subscribed to during the drive down. Oh, and wish the OFNT podcast a happy 5th anniversary, which is Thursday. I guess I can call myself a veteran podcaster now. So, these are the podcasts that I listen to no matter what the season, Halloween or not. We'll start off with the podcast who's credited with starting the whole horror genre podcast craze, and that would be the No Sleep Podcast. No Sleep was born from a subreddit. The No Sleep Podcast released its first episode on June 13th of 2011. Well, I'm too lazy to look it up, but I'll bet that particular June 13th happened to fall on a Friday. As I've told on this podcast a few times, well, at least a few times, my daughter Jessica, my son John, and I made a trip to Brooklyn, New York one chilly fall evening, all in order to watch a live show featuring some of the regular cast of the podcast. And this was all during the waning days of COVID, which made the travel there that much more difficult. What you get with No Sleep is a collection of short stories which are submitted by listeners of the podcast, voiced by professional voiceover actors. Each year, No Sleep publishes a Halloween episode. This year's episode dropped this past Sunday evening. Most episodes of No Sleep are great, but now and then there are some duds. Unfortunately, the show was acquired last year by a podcasting incorporated entity. Hopefully, No Sleep will maintain its reputation for quality. For those that prefer dramatized stories, especially dramatized paranormal stories, I recommend Haunted, the audio drama from Apollo Films. The show follows a young woman podcaster whose show, of course, deals with the paranormal. Eventually, she teams up with her idol, an alcoholic book author, who wrote books disproving many incidents labeled paranormal. Things don't go as expected and quickly escalate into something entirely different. This show is a very fun listen and will leave you wanting more. Oh, and it's also independent. The showrunners are constantly upgrading their equipment, which improves the audio. This is one of the few shows I support via Patreon, so I don't have to wait as long for new episodes to appear in my feed. The third show I'm recommending follows the format, well, sort of the No Sleep Podcasts. But instead of multiple stories per episode, you get but one. That podcast is called Ominous Thrill. Another difference is that Ominous Thrill is more dark and hard-edged. Episodes are released every 2 weeks, but sometimes even more sporadically than that. If you're in the market for something even darker and harder-edged than Ominous Thrill, then I'd recommend Maletopia. which follows the doings of a serial killer who dwells in a world where just about everyone is some sort of serial murderer, but only the elite rise to the level of the show's protagonist. Beware, by listening to Maletopia, you'll be entering a very dark world indeed. Maletopia is spelled M-A-E-L-T-O-P-I-A. Another show from the makers of Maletopia is The Gentleman from Hell. The show is not as dark, well, at least so far, as Maletopia. It's more of a drama like Haunted, the audio drama. But again, darker, much more darker. This podcast is about a team of investigators who work for a famous author who has made a living debunking ghost stories and other paranormal occurrences. The team consists of two former FBI agents and a psychic investigating the disappearance of the entire population of a town. To their benefactor's chagrin, this case is definitely the real deal. Well, those are my picks for podcasts that will definitely get you into the Halloween mood. Honorable mentions go to the Magnus Archives and Malevolent. I wish I could recommend the Magnus Protocol, which is the follow-up to the Magnus Archives, but for me, there's just too much focus on the characters and not enough horror. Malevolent would have made the cut, but the format of the main characters is, well, shall we say, different, and takes some getting used to. Well, that will wrap up this special episode and non-celebration of the 5th anniversary of the OFNT podcast. Oh, if you want to listen to a spooky-sounding song, I'd recommend Black Number 1 by Type O Negative. So happy Halloween. I'll see you Sunday. Take care. I'm out.
See ya.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.